Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And here we are. Time for our pre-show for the 6th of August, 2020. This is another encore show for today. We're going to go to the 4th of August, 2015, if I'm not mistaken. I forget now. Let me see. Yeah. 4th of August, 2015. And it'll be a beautiful thing, you know. Jackie is here on Friday for her second visit to California. And I said I'd take her to Musso and Frank's and, you know, sightseeing stuff. And we're going to go back up to Sierra Madre, take a look around. Maybe visit Don and Pam again, see if I can't roust Ray. Some of my friends out in my old stomping grounds where I grew up, San Gabriel Valley, Pasadena, Arcadia, that area. And if I've got peanut butter on my face, pardon me, but I was eating some of my Dash low hypertension diet stuff. Because I did. I was basically, my doctor told me last week, Phil, and by the way, I'm wearing a mustache because I had an audition for the role of a prison guard, and I had to, and I decided I would wear like a mustache, whatever. It's for, I don't think I can tell you what it's for, but, so that's why I have this stupid looking fucking mustache, and I'm not really sure what I should do with it. I guess I'll shave it off again. So anyway, yeah. That's where that's at. So she's coming out. Then for my birthday, I'm going to go back to Florida. So I'll be back there on the first, over the 1st of September. And we're probably going to kick it at the Pillars Hotel again, which we really love that place. It's a great hotel in Fort Lauderdale. Just found it by accident. Just I love the place. And the people there are the best people. It's a nice, small little hotel. And great food, great little bar, nice fun pool. I mean, Jackie and I, when we were there for her birthday back in June, it was like we were the only two people in the place for like two nights. I think I told you guys. So it was a lot of fun. so, you know, and that kind of a groovy thing, man, you know. So we're going to do an encore show from the 4th of August because I've decided I can't do the exact date thing. I'm hitting the same encore show that I did the year before, and it's just getting very weird. So we got one today that I think is going to be very, very funny. This is for Thursday, right? Yeah, okay. Tomorrow, I got to get up early. I got a lot of shit I got to do tomorrow. I got an audition I got to do. Is it for 3 o'clock? What time is that due? When is that goddamn thing due, man? Spirit Airlines, Westlake Village Inn, 3 p.m. tomorrow. And then there's another, what the hell is this? There's another one due tomorrow. And it's due at 4 o'clock tomorrow, I think. Here it is here. Okay, there it is. So that's due at 4 o'clock. All right. Groovy. 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 Now, having done all that, what is this shit? Notice of class action settlement regarding Google Plus. Your rights may be affected. You're not being sued. This notice affects your rights. Please be careful. On June 10, 2020, the Honorable Edward J. Davila of the U.S. District Court of Northern District of California granted preliminary approval of this class action settlement and directed the litigants to provide service notice of the settlement. You have received this notice because Google's records indicate that you may be a settlement class member and you may be eligible to receive payment. Please visit Google Plus datalitigation.com for more information. The final approval hearing on this adequacy, reasonableness, and fairness hearing. Google operated the Google Plus social media platform for consumers from June 11th to April 2019. In 2018, Google announced that the Google Plus platform had experienced software bugs between 2015 and 2018, which allowed app developers to access certain Google Plus profile field information in an unintended manner. Plaintiffs Matthew Maddox, Zach Harris, Charles Olson, and Eileen M. Pinkowski thereafter filed this lawsuit, asserting various legal claims on behalf of a putative class of Google Plus users who were allegedly harmed by the software bugs. Google denies plaintiffs' allegations, denies any wrongdoing and any liability whatsoever, and believes that no class members, including the plaintiffs, have sustained any damages or injuries due to the software bugs. However, settlement under the thing... Google will pay $7.5 million, which will be used to fund class member settlement payments. Attorney's fees not to exceed 25% of the settlement fund and cost and expenses not to exceed $200,000. I never ever do these things. You know, I've been identified as a part of a class of people who are eligible for money, and I've never done it. Maybe I should start. Maybe it's a great way to make money or something. I don't know. All right, I think I'm all done with my bullshit pre-show for today. Hello, it's Phil Hendry for the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Let me just double-check my levels here.